This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Hi, everybody. We're holding a Perek Nun Gimel. So in Perek Nun Beis, yet spoken about Torah is not going to ever become batel, even though mitzvahs can become batel. And his point was, the way we explained it, Torah is a certain sheirish, that this and this is what's needed to be. How exactly it happens befall, that's Olam HaMitzvahs. And b'meila, it can change. In Olam HaMitzvahs, there can be differences in different kufis, how these inyanim apply themselves. That's what he had said before. And he's going to be mamshich in the next parak or two with different chazal along the same line. Parak Nun Gimel. Bezer parak noisiv raya medivir chachamim. The medrash it says, chachmes ban sebeisa tofot tivchaf orcha shulchana. So esta malka. Bishor she gia tzar li Yisrael, his skin of suri lach ha-shverish, v'lohamana rasha, v'shikrosam yayin v'yoyser, v'kasova ha-yohaman ba'atzmoy shechil kalay kavid, so the Chazal amadgish the fact that she tricked him into drinking the wine, and that's how she saved Klal Yisrael. Af orcha shulchana, so that's the tavcha tivcha. What's orcha shulchana? But oylam azeh, but oylam haba. Eizah zes shem toiv shekonsa. Shekol hamoy adem asidim li batul. This is the famous, this is the Chazal, it's a Yalkut that the Rambam also brings in Halacha. Rabbi Loza ima afyam ha-kipurim le-ibotlo oylam, shenema v'hoizaz oislachem chukas oylam adkan. So the Chazal obvious seems to say that all Yom Tov can bottle except for Purim and or Yom Kippur. V'yesh mefarshim, so again, we have the problem is we seem to have a Gemara over here. We see a Medrash that Ma'adam would come bottle. So some say Pshat that the Yisbetelim Hainu Al Yedei Gzeiras Shmad Yubetelim Adam. So some say Pshat that it means that over the years different Yom Tov would come bottle. But Purim and Kippur, you know, there'll never be Xer against it at any particular moment. It's not the Lashon Medrash, it's not the, doesn't sound right. It's the Chazal is saying, so it means the asid levotel and asid levotel is talking about olam haza olam haba. Avla pirushu kemashmo she mitzvahs betels lasid. So in a chinami, mitzvahs will become bottle asid. Upurim yon kippa loy betela. So this is another chazal that fits in with this point, that the mitzvahs, meaning the specific way in which a mitzvah expresses itself, will become bottle, can become bottle, will become bottle, asid lavay. Now, let's just explain a point over here. The when it says that the mitzvahs, what we said before in the perek, when it says here, in the perek before and here, when it says that mitzvahs will become bottle in different seder hadvarim, it doesn't mean changing circumstances within a framework. Lamashal, somebody will come along and say, well, you know, making a fire was very difficult in the old days. Today it's very simple, so there's no issa. Chas v'shal, that's something that we can't say, and that's not shayach, because the world is the same world. What changes lasid lavoi, there's going to be a different Seder Ha'olam. And the Yitzhara will be bottled. We're talking about Lassid Lavoi, not Mashiach coming. We're talking about Lassid Lavoi after Tchias HaMesim. we're talking about a whole new tkufas olam. So the marshal, just like Adam Arishon had two mitzvahs, la'avdo l'shamra, and the issa to eat from Eitz Hadas, that included all the mitzvahs. So mitzvahs are eternal. The answer is Torah is eternal. And in the tkufa of Adam Arishon, it was a whole different world. And in Adam Arishon's times, the entire Torah was expressed in these two mitzvahs. With Adam Arishon's chet and Adam Arishon being chased out of Gan Eden, that's over with. Now there's a whole new tkufa. There's mis in the world. There's living the world outside. There's chesed arat tzmiach. So now is a seder ha'olam that requires tayeg mitzvahs. After tchias ha'meisim, we are clueless to understand what the world is like then. It's a different world that Torah expresses itself in different mitzvahs. There's, by the way, there's very interesting, the Balat Tanya. I think, if I remember correctly, it's in his Mamorim, like in Shlach. It's in Likutei Torah. He says that, he brings a Zohar that says that when Yaakov Avinu peeled the sticks and put them down by the sheep, that was a p'chin of tefillin, because you have like the black thread going down the stick. So yes, what does it mean? And he says a point that there's a level of mitzvah that's abstract and can take on many different forms in the lemaisa. Before Matan Torah, you were allowed to apply the lemaisa how you understood. After Matan Torah, that became batal. But the idea that there's a core inyan of a mitzvah and it could take on a different surah depending on the mitzvahs, that's a similar idea that he says. Al-Kopanik. In line with what it said before. What about Purim Yom Kippur? Purim Yom Kippur B'tel. V'im Tisha Lo Me'el Shem Ad Lo B'tel. Why Taka? Why those two? Dova Zeh Lefi Inyan Eilu HaMitzvahs. Ki Inyan Eilu Ma'ad Yom Kimo Yatchia. She'acha She'gir Lemisa Yasa L'chaim K'Rishayna. V'chein Yom Kippur She'ad Ma'a She'ochayte V'nigz Dov Misa Yasa L'chaim K'Rishayna. V'chein Yom Kippur She'ad Ma'a She'ochayte V'nigz Dov Misa Yasa L'chaim. So let's talk a little bit. Let's explain this point over here. Why is it that these two Yom Tov won't become bottle, lesser level, after Tchias HaMeisim? So we explained before that these mitzvahs that all mitzvahs are an application of a certain central inyan, and it applies itself to the mitzvahs as per the mitzvahs. So in this world, Bemis Ksheiris, Bemis Tmeis, Bemis Tairis apply themselves with the Simonim and so on. That's how it applies itself here. Lasad Lavo, it can apply itself in a different way depending on the Metzias. Now, let's understand something. Whenever I have some sort of rule, some sort of klal, depending on where this particular case fits in on the branch, that's how relevant it'll be. Let's give a marshal. If I come along and I say that, because I have some sort of symptom and I treat the symptom with some sort of medication, that's the bottom line of a mahalach. In other words, this person's head hurts, so let them take aspirin, and that's that. But if I go a step up the ladder, I ask myself, where are the symptoms coming from? Is it something deeper than that? I need to deal with the deeper in you, and so on. So the same symptom, depending whether it's a very end of the branch or it's something coming from the middle of the branch or something coming from the root, that's where I'll have to deal with it. The same thing if I have a problem, let's say I have a problem in an organization that so-and-so is not doing his job well. Is it the problem so-and-so? Is the problem the way the job is constructed? Is the problem with the other elements of the organization interacting with this? Depending on where it's coming from, that's how far back I have to cut and I have to deal with. If we're to ask ourselves within a person's metzias, so there are many factors that I could say better or worse, it coming from someplace deeper or less deep, and so on. When I talk about chiyus, I'm talking about the sheirish of a person's metzias. Nothing on that tree of a person's existence goes deeper than chiyus. Chiyus is the sheirish of the person as we know him. So at the zman of tchiyas hameisim, a person's chiyus will express itself in a very different way. Tchiyas hameisim is built on the following principle, that a person's chiyus is eternal. It can take a body and leave a body, but it is eternal, and therefore it'll express itself in another oifin at some other time. But if I deal with the chiyus itself, that's eternal, because that's the atzmis of the person. Yom Kippur and Purim, since they're a type of yontiv, a type of zman that deals with, since the way in which it expresses itself deals with the core chiyus of a person. So Moshe Mitzrayim deals with something very close to the heart, but it's still, we were living, but we were on the inui, on the shibud, and so on. So once we get to a certain core, that becomes bypassed, and we're ahead of that. But when we're talking about an event that marks chiyus, then nothing can cut that event out, because our existence of chiyus was in these 2 days. So in Purim was the only time when two factors: A, there was already a Gzar Din of Misa. Other times we faced enemies and we went to war and so on. But this was a Gzar Din of Misa, A. B, on the entirety of Klal Yisrael, there never ever was that type of metzias where we were totally under one ruler, every single one of us, and there was a Gzar Din of Misa on everyone. And so the event at Purim is an event that goes to the core, to the atmos of Klal Yisrael. That it was when we got our life back. We were dead. We were trapped in a trap that couldn't be sprung, and we were condemned to die. So when Purim happened, we lived again. It's something, by the way, that I always, I'm perplexed by the way our Purim looks. I mean, everyone talks about the war and the Holocaust, everything like that, and the terrible Churban and so on. Well, imagine that at the last moment, Hitler would have been toppled, and us knowing what happened, knowing that on that day it didn't happen, it was prevented, we'd have a very different type of simcha. So Purim is the Holocaust that never happened, and much worse. In Hitler's days, America was not part of it. England was in danger, but wasn't under his thumb, and so on. Purim wasn't. Purim was the Holocaust that was ready. The trains were there. The camps were there. The gas chambers were there. The crematorium was there, and it just didn't happen. So I'm sure that if people would think about it, it would have a very different surah. Like upon him, Purim is an inyan of going from Misa to Chiyus. Yom Kippur is also like that. Yom Kippur means the Beinim Akluyim Vayimdim. And the Bala Musa said, what does Kluyim Vayimdim mean? The marshal they give is, it's the gallows are set and ready, and you're being marched there. That's what Kluyim Vayimdim means. So the noose is around the neck. You just have to pull it. We're under Gzardin, and Akash Baruch gets by Kriyus. V'chein Yom Kippur Shalom Shochoyte V'nizo Misa Yasa Chaim U'lefikoch Purim Ashei Giyu L'Cherev V'chazel Lem Kriyus In Sofa Shigil Dov Zemadegal Yoyna Shemen Achiyus Le'Beteva. So when we talk about getting Kriyus from Akash Baruch Hu, we're talking about the most shayrishtik Keshet Akash Baruch Hu. That is what does not become bottle. So that means, in a certain sense, the chius that we got on Purim and Kippur are akin to the chius of Achat Chias HaMeisim. After Tchias HaMeisim, it's chius that comes in the wake of Churban. So too also. And that's why these two ma'adim will not become bottled. It is a Tchias HaMeisim dekatai v'alocha. Ve'ein bitl dava la'asit kashayasu l'chiyos lehem. Ke'elo shtei ma'adim gam ken kach, shashnik zamisa chaza chayim en Hashem Yisbarach. I remember the Eshat Torah once. I'm trying to think of his name. Escape my mind. He's in Borough Park. He was Mashkech and Tarvadas. Reb Moshe. Escape my mind. Was Rachel there? Reb Wolfson. He was in Eretz Yisrael for visit, I think he used to come every year, and he spoke in Eshat Torah. So he said, you know, it's Sfarim HaKadoshim say there are different neshamas in Klal Yisrael. There's a Shabbos neshama that's called a Kodesh. There's a Yontif neshama that is allowed, you know, is allowed to Tzorech HaKol Nefesh, a lot of work. You have Simcha Dika, Yom Tovim, you have Yira, and so on. Different neshamas have different shashim and zman. So he said, looking around here in Eshat Torah, he's trying to figure out what zman is the shayish of the neshama. So he said, Tu B'Av. Why Tu B'Av? He said, Tu B'Av is the zman when people who were in their graves realize they're alive after all. So it said that everyone dug a grave and they put them down, and then they realized. So he looked around and he said, you are people who were buried, and then you woke up and realized you're alive after all. Very, very powerful. Very, very, very poetic. Al kopanim, those are the two ma'ad. Ukasha atatobin oid elu shnei ma'adim, heim shneim shabin. You see other things that are like. V'zeh kibyom kippur makrim shnei seirim, or b'medrash v'kachli mishom shnei gdoi izim tovim tovim lecha tovim lanecha tovim lecha shaydei matanit labrachos tovim lanecha shaydei miskapalem. Yachsiv yom zeh chapalechem ad kan. So you see that Chazal understood the shnei gdoi izim of Yaakov beating Esav as having a shayrish for a Yom Kippur. In other words, just like Purim is beating Esav, you see Yom Kippur. And a certain moving over those averis onto Esav. Let's just explain a minute what that means. How is it that we move our averis onto Esav? You know, and the answer, simply answer is that when Lashon Chazal, that we want to do our your Ritzencha, the koyach hara in the world is what is Ma'akev Klaisel's doing Ma'isim Tovim. So we place the guilt of our guilt onto Esav. So the marshal, let's say you have two people. One person is an instigator, and he's a bad person, and he schlepped along the good guy with him. So when you want to punish the bad guy, he screams, "Look, the good guy did the same exact thing I did." And if you have a good eye, you say, "Yeah, but he did it because you instigated it and schlepped. He just slept along. If you wouldn't be there, he wouldn't do it. But if he wasn't there, you would do it." So that's the kind of putting an ace up. And that's also like it says of Nekama, Venahafechu, Venevat. So both of these are in Yonim that deal with the Sheirish, not the manifestation in this world, but something beyond this world. So whenever you have Torah means the core shita. So when I have an understanding of something, and that understanding doesn't always work on a practical level, so let's take a simple example. If I say that by the laws of physics, a steel column in such and such a height can support, and such a thickness can support X amount of people on it. That's true. Now, let's say we find a place like that with weight on it and it collapses. So if it matches exactly the Sheirish, then my assumption was a mistake. But imagine that what happens instead is that people decided to dance on the platform. So the engineer has to say to himself, you always have to make it twice as thick, because people might decide to do crazy things like dance. They might decide to start heavy peklach. People are heavier today than they used to be. So 20 people today is more than that. I have a cousin who is a physicist slash engineer, and he told me that when they built the Brooklyn Bridge, the I think Roebling was the one who built it, he ordered metal 7 times as thick as was warranted, because he knew that the manufacturers played shtick with the metal, and the metal wasn't up to the par that they expected, and that was his art. He said, unfortunately, he was wrong. The shtick was a lot more adulterated than he expected, and it collapsed the first time. He hadn't compensated enough. So it wasn't that you're wrong in the Sheirish, in its application. So the Olam HaMitzvahs is an application which is 100% right within the reality that we live. Torah is a Sheirish, and that's true always, forever, because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratz and Chachma. The way in which the ideas are expressed in the Olam HaMitzvahs depends on the Seder Olam. Olam after Tchi is a different type of world, and B'meila is something that it has the same Torah express itself in different Seder HaMitzvahs. I want to add one more practical application to it. I once spoke, I don't know, it was in Silver Spring somewhere in Shomer, I think, about the Chshivas of Talmud Torah and why Talmud Torah changes a person's and so on. And afterwards, someone came over to me, a woman came over to me, and someone said, if Talmud Torah is as wonderful as you made it out to be, why are women part of Talmud Torah? why, and so on. And the answer is because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu made men, made women, at least. I don't know if it's politically correct to say that, but he did. And they have a different teva and different nature. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Talmud Torah for men is absolutely necessary, and for a woman it's not necessary, it means to bring out the best in a man, Talmud Torah does. To bring out the best in a woman, whatever in Yonim she was at Stava, that brings out the best in her. And it's the same goal, but if the Torah gave a certain suicide verim, this is it. If right now there's a certain Seder mitzvah, then Bar Korchach, this is what accomplishes it. The Ubimedrish, Ka'es Yom Yaakov Yisroel Ma'pol Keil, Rosh Yisroel Yosha Kadosh Baruch Hu Kitam V'Rabboi, Umevarim Kol Parsha Parsha Loma Nichtiba. V'cheinu Oime Ki Yosha V'Yosha Hashem Tiyas Sachar Bet Neno, Leikon Avad Marecho, Umaloch Yashor Shoyel Moisem Ma'hoir Lom Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lefi She'enam Yecholim Nikonis Nechitzasam. So he says that this is going on Osir Lovoi, that Klal Yisroel will be Mevarim the deeper understanding of mitzvahs, which only Klal Yisrael is privy. So the understanding and tefillah of Torah, that never changes. So in the same way that a person who understands nature, science, at its root level, understands everything. In other words, if I know all the klalim, if I know how much steel supports people standing on it and how much additional impact people dancing on the steel is, then I'll know the lemaisa also. Klal Yisrael understands Torah at a cherished level. Even though the mitzvah but the learning of Torah will be the same because the deeper cherish we understand, and Rashi says in Shashim, famous Rashi, the sages of Torah and so on. What it means is we'll understand it at a more sherishtic level. Because since we'll have seen it in different worlds, we'll understand a deeper common denominator. Just like again in science, the more phenomena you see in different variations, you understand more about the process. If I understand how its properties change under pressure, under heat, and other things, then I understand more about what the core process is. And there are some inyanim, some shorishtik inyanim that extend even to Ramatria. So the point in Talmud Torah is the shirish of Torah. Why it is that Dafka Klal Yisrael can understand things that Malachim can't. Basically, his point is no one can ever be oimid on the shevish to where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is oimid. Malachim, as big as they are, as deep as they are limited. So whatever limit you place, that's who they are and that's what they are. Adam, which Klal Yisrael is the embodiment of Tzuras Adam, is always able to bring more out min HaKoach LaPoel. So they also can't get to the end, but they can keep going further towards the end. They have no limits to how much they can bring out from themselves. So Malachim have a limit, even though they are as is way beyond, but in Lasid Lavo, when Klal Yisrael is Mis'ala, they're always being Mis'ala, where Malachim are static. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Good talk.
When it says that Torah is not bottle, I understand it means the MS of Torah, right? Not the mitzvah of limudat Torah. Even though from this medrash, it also seems that this limudat Torah.
Well, it's the asik of Torah certainly is something. Atarasem beroishem, the asik of Torah of avon and tfisa hasved daisi. That's the shorish ashrashim. But it's not. But the point that he's talking about is when he talks about Torah being brought up, it doesn't. He's not referring to the ma'aser mitzvah. He's referring to the understanding of emes of tov and ra, as opposed to how to enact it, how to express it in this world. Okay, agutvach.